2 Corinthians 8, Paul is writing to the Corinthians, and they have made a promise that they're going to give some money. And he says, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the grace that God gave the Macedonian churches. The Macedonian churches was really just three churches, Thessalonica, Philippi, and Berea. He says, in the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and extreme poverty has welled up in a rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. And they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing of this service to the Lord's people. I don't know when last you pleaded for the opportunity to give. But there have been some times in Michelle and my life where we've earnestly pleaded. So don't forget us. We want to give to this. We want our money. We want our support. We want our prayers registered in heaven. I'm for this. I stand with this. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of this service in giving. And I don't know about you, but there are some things in my life that I'm urgent about. I want it recorded. I want it on record in heaven that this family contributed to that cause. And I believe that if you are clearly in love with the Lord and you want to serve Him, He whispers to you about several projects that are on His heart. And there are going to be some things that become a burden for you and a need almost. I want it on record. This money that God put in my care went to this directive of the Lord. So I'm going to invite you to do that as you feel led by the Lord today. We are in such an exciting time as a church. It is the moment. It is the day of open doors. It is the time where God begins to break open and do the things that He's been promising for some time. And it gets fun from here. You spend time pushing the rock up the hill. When you get to the top of the hill, the rock starts rolling down the other side and picks up momentum. And that was one of the words that the Lord gave us last night at the elders and deacons meeting. And it feels like that. We're at the top of the hill, a little bit sweaty, but now when this rock starts to roll, now it's a party. Catch us if you can, is where we're going. So I want to talk a little bit about the second service that is coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And I wanted to talk about why. Why is this such an urgency? Why is this such an exciting time for us? And in preparing for this talk, I realized that I might know something that some of you don't. Because I am sure that God wanted another church in this city with our unique take on things. Some of you may not know that, but I'm convinced of that. I know this because some 21 years ago, I had a dream one night which woke me. And I woke up sitting up in bed. The dream was that impactful on me, and I usually don't remember my dreams. But I woke up sitting up and with a sense that the Lord had spoken these two words to us, shift continents. And it was at a moment of time in the previous church we were leading where we were about to invest some serious money and commit some serious resources. We were about to build a 5,000-seater auditorium. I was getting ready to buy up a strip mall. We were going to make a commitment. And the Lord arrested Michelle and I in the middle of that and said, I want you to shift continents. And it made us pause. And I think if we'd have left it another 3 or 4 months, we would have made a commitment that would have been extremely hard for us to get out of. And so the Lord just arrested us at a moment, and He said, I want you to shift continents. And it began a process of us listening and hearing and praying and waiting on the Lord. And too long to talk about, but we felt like the Lord led us to this city. And so Michelle and I know something that I suddenly thought, I'm not sure you know as much as I know that there's something going on in this city that God has. In fact, the Lord whispered to me, I'm going off my script, but I'm telling you, the Lord whispered this to me. He said, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. It's a line from a Toto song, in case some of you. If you believe God can use Toto to speak, but I, you know, if you can... I couldn't get away from the Toto song, Africa, for about 3 months. It just gives, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. And He led us to the city. So I believe with all my heart that God has a unique plan for this church in this city. We have a God-given mandate for this city and also for the nations of the world. And from the first, when we planted the church, we spoke about neighbors and nations as an essential part of our focus. God has promised us powerful impact in this city. And over the years, the leadership team has lived with a great and overflowing hope because we've been diligent to listen to what God has been saying to us. And the Lord has been saying, I'm going to do great things in the city through this church. This is why we have shiny eyes and great hope. We're preparing for greater influence in the days that lie ahead. In Numbers 10, it was one of the first scriptures, the first brochure. Many of you are not here, but the first brochure we ever did. In those days, I greeted people at the door and printed out the words and sang the songs. I played the, you know, we did everything. We printed the brochures, we did the artwork. At one stage, the Haswell family used to clean the restrooms. We've painted walls, we've cleaned carpets, we've done, you know, we've been vested. But the scripture that was on that first brochure was this: we are setting out for a place about which the Lord has said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised great things to us. It's from Numbers 10. And we've lived with this hope for years, but recently we've been galvanized by a sense of growth and the explosive growth at that that is on the agenda of the Lord for us for this year. And as an eldership team, we met at the end of last year and again at the beginning of this year, and we felt a growing excitement from the Lord that now is the time for that growth. So this sense that we've come to this time of opportunity has sparked an obedient focus towards growth, both numerically and spiritually. And we have, we believe, what it takes to obey God in our generation. We have what it takes to obey God for our generation. And as many of you know, we've invested time and resources and energy in upgrading our systems and adding to our staff and refurbishing the building, because these were the practical and logical steps that were necessary to do and get ready for what we believe the Lord has been saying. But in addition, in order to make space for guests, we need to create a second service. We've reached the attendance capacity where usual church growth statistics prove that a church growth will start to slow. Because when people come in as a family and there's not an easy access for a group of seats together, and now we have to start moving, it always makes people feel awkward. And so just the reality is that when you hit a certain level at 80% usually of your building capacity, your growth starts to slow, and we're beyond that already. So we need to create space. So we either bash out that wall or those walls, or we go to two services, which is a much more cost-effective reality. But what for me is the most compelling reason for a second service is that it creates space and opportunity for us to reach our community. We need to create a greater opportunity for life transformation. How many of you have been transformed by attending Northlands and being part of this community? See, I want to replicate that in thousands of lives. Many times, we've sat in services and said, I wish that person had been here to hear that. I wish they were here so we could pray for them now. I wish they were attending because we could stand together and trust God for breakthrough. I wish my friend or my relative or my colleague had heard that or been here or could have been prayed for. What marriages could have been saved? Maybe prodigals could have come home. A sin-sick soul may have found forgiveness in it. An aimless soul may have discovered purpose, and the depressed may be now overflowing with joy. The hopeless may be shiny-eyed and ferocious. Think with me about the faces that should be here and that could be here and the lives that could be transformed. And let's weigh that against our lethargy for change. It's not even close. If I could help to transform more lives, especially the ones that I'm thinking of and the ones that you're thinking of, then it's an instant yes for me. It's a small request. Our love for our community moves us. This is one of the most exciting growth points of our church in recent years. And this second service is going to make a way for us to host guests and visitors more effectively. Lastly, it's going to create an opportunity for us to develop and grow more ministers. Having two morning Sunday services releases more ministers for growth and maturity in their roles. And it's an absolutely needed to ensure the growth of our members. See, I'm not talking about we want to measure the success of Northlands by how many bodies sit in chairs on a Sunday morning. We've always said this. We measure the success of Northlands by how many people we've grown up and launched into their calling. That's the number that we measure, not how many bodies are sitting. But the truth is, the more bodies that sit, the more we can release to the nations. The more people we can release into their callings. Our desire and our mandate is to develop each of our members into spiritual maturity. And the best way to do this is to help each one of us discover and use our gifts in the regular place of service. Ephesians 4:16 says, "The body will grow and build itself up in love as each part does its work." There's simply no way around bringing people to spiritual maturity without engaging them in ministry. This church is called to be a growing gathering of believers, passionately pursuing our King, loving one another deeply, experiencing the rich overflow and nourishment of community, passionate worshipers, experiencing God's presence among us, seeing His power displayed, preaching this freeing gospel, seeing many come to salvation, and then growing into all that Jesus called them to be. We're called to see the transformation of thousands of people, to the praise of His grace. So I've come today to ask you, grow with us. Join our enthusiasm. Take this ride with us into a second service. Come happy, excited, come enthused. Because we need your wholehearted enthusiasm. We will not nearly be as successful without you. I'm asking you to kick it up a notch, to throw your weight in with us. Invite your friends, re-energize your outreach, especially to those who don't know the Lord. Be kind, minister, bring people with you. I'm asking for your dedicated service. Greg, aren't you embarrassed to ask for more? No, because I see faces on the other side of your service. I see lives transformed. I see your friends and family. I see people we care about. I see their lives coming into the beauty of Jesus Christ, being freely delivered of all their sins, broken free of anything the enemy has on their life, coming to wholeness, having a productive life that means something significant in eternity. I'm asking you to grow with us. Because what's at stake? What hangs in the balance if we don't move forward with this is stagnation and comfort and lethargy. And I'm not called to that. And neither are you. Rather, we're going to seek growth and lives transformed and shiny-eyed joy and God's praise and constant lift it up. I want to see the faces of the people that God has called you to reach for the sake of His fame. Join us. What lies ahead is a God-sized adventure and many transformed lives. So come on. Grow with us. Let's stand together as a group of people. Let's take hands. Let's do this together. Let's step into a calling and into a future that God has for us. Why don't you stand? Let's take somebody's hand. Say, I'm in. Amen. I'm just going to pray a prayer. We're going to come into agreement and say, Lord, take us into this adventure. Are you good? Let's pray together. Father, take us into this adventure in Jesus' name, Lord. Bring, Lord, thousands of people whose lives need you. Bring them in this place, Lord, and cause us to explode, Lord, with growth. But Lord, we want to see salvations. We want to see people filled with the Holy Spirit. We want to see lives broken free from everything the enemy intended. We want to see all the beauty of Jesus made manifest in thousands of people's lives. We want to launch thousands of people into the call of God on their life. Father, for the sake of your Son's name, that he may be glorified, explode in this place a beautiful growth that everybody would say, God is doing something that he promised. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. Thank you. Amen.